This is a podcast from Rover.
Time to have a break. Have a shit chat. This is the Shit Chat Podcast.
All right, it's time for another episode of Have a Break, Have a Shit Chat. And we're talking about memorabilia today on the show because a Titanic watch from one of the richest men in the world that was saved from his jacket pocket when he perished in this cold sea, mate, just got auctioned off for £1 million.
Yeah, that's right. And so we asked the listeners, didn't we, Jim? We said, hey, mate, what cool memorabilia do you own?
Yeah, what are you sitting on?
And we've got Jen on the phone. Jen.
Jen, how are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Mate, what sort of memorabilia have you got that's pretty cool?
We've got a 1974 Commonwealth Games Holden that's been in the family since the Games.
What? Did they release a Commonwealth Games edition, or is it just painted that way?
It was painted that way. It's a 1973 HQ, and they all painted a special way for the Games.
Now we're talking a full size one, right? Not just some Matchbox car, are we, Jen?
Yeah, no, full size HQ.
Wow.
What's she got, a column shift 202 in it, or has it got a V8 in it?
Oh, you can't ask me that question. I think it's a V8.
Oh, no.
Wow.
My partner will kill me for not knowing that.
Mate, what's it like to take it for a spin, Jen?
Oh, it's a cruiser. Got the subs in the boot, George FM on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Got the boom sounds in the boot, eh? Wow.
Yeah, the diff top.
Hey, now, Jen, does it have to stay locked? You make sure you put it in the garage every night, eh?
Oh, yeah, she's well stored. Only comes out on special occasions. Does the odd wedding, that sort of thing.
It does. Yeah. You make a fortune on the wedding circuit. Hey, which part of the country are you in?
We're living in Nelson, but it's stored in Christchurch at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Next
with
summer
our family,
We should take next summer in Christchurch, mate, to pick us up from the airport, Jen. Take us for a hoon, show us the spot, you know?
Yeah, sweet as. Give us a call. We'll hit Colombo Street.
Yeah.
Hit up over the hills and drop a few burnouts. Yes. What do you reckon, Jen?
Yeah, my partner would have to drive for that one.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Jen, thanks very much, mate.
Oh, no worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Cheers. Same you too, you. Mate. You too.
Ta-ta.
See ya.
Shit. Jen.
What's that, mate?
What a cool car.
I know.
Far out. I wonder what it's worth. I muster up the courage to ask her what it's worth.
Well, I can tell you right now. Hold there.
74. Holden HQ.
Just going on Trade Me right now, so just give me a little bit of time here.
Okay, mate.
Holden, I'm interested to know as well.
Yeah.
Holden make model
HQ.
HQ.
74.
Right, they don't even have them, mate.
Nah, here, mate. I'll just search online, mate, and see if I can find one, eh? What is it? 1974.
Holden HQ. 1974.
For sale.
Here we go.
Oh, what a good looking car.
Oh, mate, 75 grand.
Oh,
Try that. A Holden HQ Premier, 4-litre V8 in it. That's in good nick.
There you go. Just that's
unreal.
Nice.
They're real expensive, man.
Oh, yeah.
Kingswood. Was it a Kingswood, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, they're up there.
HQ.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, nice cars,
eh? Should take that for a rip around, eh?
Oh, mate,
get on that back seat.
Jeez, I almost had one of these, Jen, the old HQ. Mate of mine had a straight six column shift, and he was selling. He'd had it for ages.
Mm.
Put it in an auction, right?
Mm.
And it was a 50 bucks a ticket, bro. And it was to raise some money for one of his daughters or something. It had been in the family's family ages. He calls me up and he goes, bro, do you want me to reserve you a ticket? I went, yeah, yeah. And he goes, put the cash in my account. Didn't put the cash in, bro. He saved me the ticket. That's the ticket that won the car.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
So all you had to do was pay.
All I had to do was pay 50 bucks. But when it got to the thing, he goes, because he was like, shit, bro, fucking Tammy's not going to be, you know, he's not going to give me the money. So he was like, oh, shit, well, I saved it for him. And he didn't want to draw it, like, you know, because you have to pay. You know, it's not one of these IOU buys,
nah,
you know.
That's
oh,
right.
You won it, bro, an IOU ticket.
Nah.
So he bought the ticket himself and then drew it again.
Oh, wow.
He went, oh, shit, I bought that ticket. And then he went, oh, shit, okay, chuck it back in. Let's draw it again.
And
drew it again.
Him,
yeah, bro.
Wow.
And then called me and goes, you dickhead, you could have won that car.
Biggest thing you've lost, you reckon?
I reckon probably. Shit, it was a nice car.
Yeah, I bet.
Shit, it was a good car. Oh, mint. Oh, you know, mint, bro. Mint.
Oh,
mint condition, yeah. Should have. That was a few years back. Just imagine if I had that.
Pay your ticks, bro.
Pay your ticks, cuss.
The podcast where they just, well, talk shit. Chit Chat with Lee and Tammy.